Toto. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Rob's Radio Hour.
That theme tune will have to go. Our featured thingy this week is White Light, White Heat by the Velvet Underground. This is not an easy one, folks. With its wall of chaotic noise, White Light, White Heat is a bit like having your tongue sandpapered. People seem to either love this album or hate it. One reason they hate it is because it's quite different from the Velvet's debut album in 1967, which was called The Velvet Underground and Nico. This is often hailed as one of the most influential albums of all time. But at the time, The Velvet Underground and Nico was a commercial failure. The Velvets ditched Nico and their manager, Andy Warhol, and after extensive touring, went into the studio in 1968 and turned up the amps, in both senses of the word. This is the title track from the album, White Light, White Heat.
Watch that stuff to the self in. Watch that side, no, it's not gonna be dead and right. Bad foxy mama walks the walk down the street. You come outside, your head gonna make a dead egg on your feet. Why not do the mid, be my friend? It's gonna go and make it every week. Oh, split a motor, everyone's gonna kill a motor. It's guns, everybody gets gonna make me run to it.
White Light, White Heat by the Velvet Underground, which is already causing havoc with my sound levels. Moving from the avant-garde in 1960s New York, we go to Fashion Victims in 1970s Sweden. Released in 1976, Dancing Queen was a massive hit, getting to number one in at least 13 countries. It is arguably the most perfect pop song ever written, with an unforgettable Rachmaninoff-type piano riff.
Yeah.
That's ABBA and Dancing Queen. Lee Marvin couldn't sing. Undaunted by this, he sang all his own songs in the 1969 film Paint Your Wagon, which was based on a stage musical of the same name. Paint Your Wagon was a flop when it was first released. One of Marvin's songs from the film, called Wandering Star, became an unlikely hit, reaching number one in the UK charts in 1970, and famously keeping the Beatles at number two with their single Let It Be.
Seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true. I was born under a wandering star. I was born under a wandering star. Do I know where hell is? Hell is in hello. Heaven is goodbye forever, it's time for me to go. I was born under a wandering star. A wandering, wandering star.
Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can make you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true.
To heaven, tie me to a tree, or I'll begin to roam, and soon you know where I will be. I was born under a wandering star.
Some would argue that White Light, White Heat is the only true Velvet Underground album, since it's the only one which has just the original members of the band, Lou Reed, John Cale, Sterling Morrison and Maureen Tucker on drums. John Cale left the Velvet Underground shortly after the album was made. The next track is called Lady Godiva's Operation and is about a transsexual's botched lobotomy operation.
Godiva dressed so demurely at the head of another curly-haired boy, just another toy. Sick with silence, she weeps sincerely, saying words that have oh so clearly been said so long ago. Gently round her shoulder, life has made her that much bolder now that she found out how. Latin lace and envy, pride and joy of the latest penny fair, pretty passing care. Hair today now dipped in the water, making love to every poor daughter's son. Isn't it fun? Dropping grace within me, Lady Godiva appears to see if anyone's there and hasn't a care. Doctor is coming, the nurse thinks
sweetly,
turning on the machines that
neatly pump air.
The body lies bare, careless. What once was
screaming
now lies silent and
almost sleeping.
The brain must have gone away.
Strapped securely to the white table, beat the cords, the body to wither and ride
underneath the white light.
Back arrives, knife and baggage, sees the crook, so much habit.
Oh, that must now be cut away.
Now comes the moment of great, great decision. Doctor is making his first decision.
One goes here.
One goes there.
Beneath the tear speaking, says someone who's sloppy.
Patient, it seems, is not so well sleeping.
Screams echo on the wall. Don't panic, someone give him pentothal instantly. Doctor removes his blade, cagey.
on the brain. By my count of ten,
my head won't
move. The Velvet Underground and Lady Godiva's Operation. White Light, White Heat has a very bad production quality, even for back in the 1960s, and I wouldn't advise listening to the album on headphones. Annie Lennox released her debut album, Diva, in 1992. This next track is from that album, and it's called Little Bird.
Melody it made
Annie Lennox and Little Bird. It's thought that the song Greensleeves was written by Henry VIII for his lover and future queen, Anne Boleyn. Vaughan Williams did an interpretation which he called Fantasia on Greensleeves. Here it is, performed by the Academy of St Martin in the Fields Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Neville Mariner. Freddie Mercury was very extroverted on stage, while being very shy and retiring in person. He gave few interviews during his life. This is Queen and Don't Stop Me Now, with Freddie at his flamboyant best.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping.
Queen and Don't Stop Me Now, written and sung by Freddie Mercury. There are just four tracks on the first side of White Light, White Heat. The fourth track is called Here She Comes Now, and it's the only mellow song on the album. It's as though the Velvets were giving the listener a breathing space before the sensory assault that is side two of the album.
This ever comes, na 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 na. This ever.
The Velvet Underground are often labelled as proto-punk, i.e. as being precursors of the punk rock movement. Lou Reed is often called the godfather of punk, a term he apparently hates. Original artists are often very difficult to label. That's what makes them original. More than 40 years after it was released, White Light, White Heat still holds up as an extraordinary album. Its influence can be seen in many bands, including this mob. Sex Pistols and Pretty Vacant. According to Glenn Matlock, the Pistols bass player, the riff in Pretty Vacant was inspired by the ABBA song SOS. Okay, let's calm things down a bit now. 7 o'clock News, Silent Night, is the 12th and final track on Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme, the 1966 album by Simon and Garfunkel. The track consists of an overdubbing of two contrasting recordings, a simple arrangement of the Christmas carol, Silent Night, and a simulated 7 o'clock news bulletin of the actual events of August the 3rd, 1966.
Round your virgin rose.
Simon and Garfunkel and 7 o'clock news, Silent Night. Side 2 of White Light, White Heat has just two tracks. The first track is called I Heard Her Call My Name. It's a loud and aggressive song that features a pair of intentionally out-of-tune guitar solos with repeated use of feedback that makes your eyes water. The second and final track on side 2 of the album is called Sister Ray. Lou Reed named the song as a nod to Ray Davies of the Kinks. Sister Ray is 17 and a half minutes long. It's an improvisational piece that was done in one take. Legend has it that the sound engineer walked out during the recording, unable to stand the noise the Velvets were making. Lou Reed's lyrics tell the tale of sailors and transvestites having a heroin-fueled orgy. Someone gets shot and the police turn up. Next week's featured album is Surrealistic Pillow by Jefferson Airplane. Sister Ray is probably the Velvet Underground's finest moment. I dare you to listen to all 17 and a half minutes of it.
know you'll stain the carpet? And don't you know you'll stain the carpet? And by the way, they've got a dollar. Oh no, man, I haven't got the time. Too busy sucking on a ding-dong. Busy sucking on my ding-dong. Oh, she does just like Sister Ray said. I ain't searching for my mainline. I said, cut, cut, cut it sideways. I cut, 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 cut it sideways. Oh, just, oh, just, let's just race along. Wow. good. Taking up chicken. I'm good on our main line. I could hit it sideways. I could hit it sideways. Just like, oh, just like, good, good, good. Just like, just like, just like. They're busy waiting for her booster. She's just back from Carolina. She says she's bound to beat a sailor. I said you haven't got the time. Been sucking on my ding-dong. You've been sucking on my ding-dong. Now just like Sister Reese. I'm searching for my main line. I said I couldn't hit it sideways. Whip it on the gym, whip it on the gym, whip it on the gym, whip it on the gym. Said I couldn't hit it sideways. Oh, do it. Now just like Sister Ray said. I said now Cecil's got his new beat. He carves and shoots and bang between 3 and 4. At the sailor, he shoots him down there on the floor. Oh, you shouldn't do that. Don't you know you'll hit the carpet? Don't you know you'll mess the carpet? Got the time. This is sucking on the ding-dong. This is sucking on the ding-dong. Now just like Sister Ray said,
yeah. Wait a minute.